The she-goblin trudged through the woods, but there was nothing in them except stupid trees. She wasn't sure how she knew about trees, but she did. She knew that they started as tiny seeds and grew up into great big plants, which could be cut down and turned into useful stuff, such as spear shafts and firewood, which was why they were tolerated. The information had been there all the time, at the back of her mind, and the only reason she hadn't noticed it before was that she hadn't needed it. Among the things not to be found in woods were food, water, and mirrors, all of which she found she missed terribly. The further she went, the more she began to question her decision. True, if she'd stayed in the little room, they would have killed her, but that would have been quicker than starving or parching to death out here. Another thing she didn't like was the loneliness. Back home, she couldn't help thinking of it in those terms, she got to see people, sometimes three or four in a single day. Here she was all alone, and she didn't like that, not one bit. She leaned on a mature ash tree, which splintered and snapped 3 feet off the ground. She let it fall, then sat on it and stared at her feet. They were pretty feet, but what good was that if there was nobody to see them but herself? For a brief moment, just before she left the little room, she'd allowed herself to believe that she'd finally found some friends. The nice eye who talked to her in the mirror, and the nice invisible lady who'd gone to all that trouble to save her. But since she'd been in the woods, she hadn't heard anything from either of them, so presumably they'd got tired of her and didn't like her anymore. That made her feel so sad that she really wished she was back in the little room. After all, if nobody likes you, what's the point of being alive? Especially if you don't even have a mirror. All that changed in the twinkling of an eye, when she tripped on a tree root, went tumbling down a steep bank, and ended up sitting up to her waist in water. Moving water. There was a sort of long trench full of the stuff, and it gurgled along ever so fast. It tasted funny, not like the nice, nourishing green water with bits on the top that she was used to. Worse than that, it didn't taste of anything at all, which she was sure couldn't be right. But it stopped her feeling thirsty, and that was a real step forward. But it did make her feel wet. So she scrambled out, shook herself, and sat down on the bank with her back to a tree, while she dried herself off with a big handful of leaves. And then she noticed something that took her breath away. And she sat and stared at it. The trench full of moving water was a mirror, not as good as the one she'd made by polishing up the steel bars, but much bigger, so that she could see her head, shoulders and upper body all in one go, rather than piecemeal. A quick, anxious glance reassured her that she was still as pretty as ever, in spite of her tribulations. What a marvellous thing. A water mirror. Who'd have thought it? Well, she'd had a drink and seen her reflection, and 2 out of 3 wasn't bad. The warm sun slanting down between the trees, warm relative to the small room at any rate, made her feel deliciously sleepy. She closed her eyes. When she opened them again, she saw an animal drinking from the river. A moment later, it saw her, but a moment can make an awful lot of difference. It tasted even nicer than the funny little food-bringing creatures, and there was considerably more of it. Also, It came wrapped in a warm, furry rug and was just the right size to cover her from her chin to her toes. She'd been, she realized, far too hasty in the matter of woods. Woods were just fine. After she'd finished eating, she washed her face and hands. That spoiled the reflection for a while, and she waited for it to come back. It did, which was nice, and then it went blurry, and was replaced by a familiar sight. "Hello," she said joyfully. "Where did you get to?"
"Nowhere," replied the eye. "But you've forgotten what I told you. I haven't got a body any more. I had to wait till you found something you could see me in. But I've been with you all the time."
"Oh, I am glad," she said. "I thought you'd stop liking me."
"Perish the thought," said the eye. "I thought we'd agreed we'd be together forever and ever."
Happiness spurted into her heart like blood from a cut artery.
"I thought so too," she said.
"Friends forever."
"Friends forever." In fact, woods were more than just fine. Woods were perfect.
"Just as well I caught up with you when I did," the eye said. "You know, you shouldn't be sitting around here like that."
"I shouldn't."
"No, it's not safe. There's elves in this wood, hundreds of them. If they find you, they'll shoot you with arrows and you'll die."
She sat bolt upright.
"That's awful. Why?"
"Simply because you're a goblin."
She remembered what she'd been told earlier.
"Jealousy."
"Worse than that," the eye said gravely. "Hate. All elves hate all goblins and want to kill them. To be fair, it's the same the other way round, too."
She frowned.
"I'm a goblin, and I don't hate anybody. And I don't even know what an elf is."
"You're different."
The eye glowed at her.
"Special. But I'm afraid the elves don't know that. They wouldn't even realize how pretty you are. It'd just be twang, whiz, thunk, another one bites the dust."
She shivered from head to toe.
"The world is a strange place," she said.
"It is that."
The eye paused, and she could see something was bothering it.
"It doesn't have to be, but it is."
That sounded interesting.
"What do you mean?"
"I'll explain. But not now. Like I said, you shouldn't be here. It's dangerous."
"But if I go away from here, I'll have to leave the running along mirror, and then we won't be able to talk to each other."
The eye winked.
"That's not a problem. Here, get hold of the bear's skull."
"The what?"
"The thing you just ate is called a bear,"
the eye explained.
"Get its head, scoop out the grey gooey stuff, and fill it with water. Then you can carry it round with you wherever you want to go, and we can carry on talking and you'll be safe."
It sounded difficult, but with the eye telling her what to do at each stage, it turned out to be easy. She dipped the empty skull in the water and lifted it out again, being careful to keep it as level as possible, as the eye had told her. A lot of water ran out through the eye sockets, but there was still more than enough left in it for her to see her face in, and then the eye.
It works.
Of course, the eye said. Everything I tell you is true. Hadn't you realized that?
She smiled at it. Sorry, she said. I forgot.
I forgive you, the eye said solemnly. Now then, over that way a bit, there's a huge, great, big tree. Can you see it? There was one tree significantly bigger than all the others.
I think so.
Well, when you get there, you'll see it's hollow in the middle, and there's a hole just big enough for you to squeeze through. Let's go over there, and then we can get inside it, and the elves won't see you.
It was especially nice to have a friend who was so wise and clever.
Are there lots of bears?
She asked, when she was snuggled down inside the hollow tree, with the skull balanced carefully on her lap.
I like them a lot.
I'm afraid not, the eye said sadly. The elves drive them away.
Oh.
But there are lots of other nice things to eat. There's dwarves, and the children of men. And elves too, of course. They're a bit bony, and you've got to take care not to get an ear stuck in your throat. But actually, they're not at all bad.
I think they're very bad, she said gravely. They chase away the bears and kill goblins.
The eye beamed at her.
That's true, it said. But they're not bad as such. It's just that they don't understand.
Oh.
And they don't understand because they've never had things explained to them. Not properly. They only do nasty things because they don't know any better.
I see, she said. So, why doesn't anybody tell them?
The eye gleamed, and she heard laughter. Why, indeed. But actually, I did try.
And they wouldn't listen?
I know, said the eye. It's hard to believe, isn't it? But no, they thought they knew best. It's such a shame. They'd be so much happier if they knew the truth.
She sighed.
You're such a nice person, she said. If I tried to tell someone something and they wouldn't listen, I'd get all mad at them. But you're so forgiving and kind and nice.
I try to be. And I'd do it all again if I could.
What? Explain to them?
To them. And the dwarves. And the men. And every living thing. But not having a body. The eye sighed. It makes it so difficult.
I think it's rotten, you not having a body.
It's sweet of you to say that.
She paused. A thought had just come into her head, and although it was a bit scary, she realized she didn't mind.
Would you be able to use my body? She said. You can have it if you like. Really?
The eye laughed. Silly, it said. Where would you go?
She shrugged.
Don't know. But I don't care. You deserve it much more than me.
The eye was silent. And a small, red, burning tear detached itself and fizzled in the water like a small nugget of sodium.
That's such a nice offer, said the eye, but I couldn't. And anyway, it doesn't work like that. I'd have to have a body made for me specially. I can't just put someone else's on like a pair of shoes.
She felt rather stupid because, of course, if it was as easy as that, the eye would have seen to it ages ago.
"Oh, well," she said. "So, how can we make you a body? What does it have to be made out of?"
"Ah." The eye dimmed slightly. "That's where it gets awkward. As a matter of fact, they could make me a body where you've just come from, the same way they made you, out of a sort of beige, gooey stuff."
"That's great. Let's go and get them to do it right now."
"They wouldn't." The eye didn't sound angry or bitter. King Mordak wouldn't let them. "Who's the king of the goblins?" "Actually, you've seen him. He used to come and peer at you through a window in your door."
"Oh, him."
"That's right. He was the one who decided to have you made. But then he changed his mind and ordered them to kill you."
"But that's silly."
"Not silly. He's scared."
"What of?"
"You, of course. Because you're bigger and stronger and smarter and prettier than he is, and that's why he wouldn't let them make me a new body. He'd be afraid that his people would like me more than him. Sort of like jealousy, but worse."
She sighed. "People seem to have so many stupid ideas in their heads, which made everything difficult and complicated and bad." "I'm sure if you talked to him and explained, he'd see you're not like that at all. He'd see how nice you are."
"I don't think so,"
the eye said sadly.
"The trouble is, when people are full of jealousy and fear and hate, they don't listen properly. You can explain till you're blue in the face, and they don't hear what you're telling them. They won't let themselves listen. It's very sad."
"Well then," she said, "I'll go back there, and I'll make them make you a new body. And if King
Mordak,
if he tells them they can't, I'll eat him. That'll serve him right for being so stupid."
The eye was silent for a long time. Then it said, "You're a true friend, you know that."
"So are you. You're my best friend. I'd do anything for you."
The eye grew thinner. "It'd be very dangerous. They might try to hurt you. I wouldn't want anything bad to happen to you."
"I'll be all right," she said happily. "I'm bigger and stronger and smarter, and you're really clever. You could tell me what to do."
"Well?" The eye seemed to hesitate. "I suppose we could sneak in the back way. I could tell you how to do that. I was here when they built this place. I know all the secret ways in and out. You could take me to Mordak, and then I could talk to him. Just talk, that's all. Try and make him see sense."
"I'd like that," she said. "It'd be fun."
"I don't know," the eye demurred. "I don't like the idea of you risking getting yourself hurt on my account. That wouldn't be very friendly."
"Oh, please. I want to."
"Let me think about it."
"All right,"
she conceded.
"But don't think too long. And when you've thought, say yes."
The eye twinkled at her. "We'll see," it said, and vanished.